The Edler and Lepavec Factory. We're in the middle of the courtyard of Val Expo. Apart from mining industry, another activity developed at Sainte-Marie-aux-Mines, the textile industry. In the mid-16th century, cloth manufacturers, osiers, and soft furnishing manufacturers set up shop here. In 1764, Jean-Georges Rébert, a manufacturer from Mulhouse, arrived in the valley. But why did he come here? Let's listen to him.
Well, because the setting up of new manufactories in Mulhouse is now subject to municipal limitations designed to stop the increase of competition. And also in this lovely valley, there is plenty of soft, non-calcareous water. Absolutely vital, you know, in the textile industry. Also, there's a qualified workforce at my disposal here. The peasants who are happy to weave at home to bring in some extra money for the end of the month.
Jean-Georges Rébert also found mining infrastructures in the Val d'Argent that he could easily reuse for his textile activity. Other entrepreneurs followed his example, and the textile industry reached its peak in the late 19th century. The valley was full of spinning mills, dyers, and weaving workshops, which made it possible to invent new material such as jacquard and tartan that were all the rage in Paris. It was a boom period, and the manufactory buildings were changing too. Evolution of the textile heritage is particularly visible in the Val d'Argent, where all kinds of different architectural styles cohabit. Initially, in the 16th century, the manufactory was in the home of the employer, but between 1830 and 1880, many factory blocks were built. Solid buildings with three or four stories that were often up to 20 meters long. From 1871 onwards, they tried to find ways to reduce production costs. The manufacturers invested in mechanical looms and built vast halls with triangular-shaped roofs. In front of you is a factory block. Can you see the three stories? They are large platforms around 20 meters wide and 10 meters high, enough space to set up the hand looms. And to ensure good lighting to work, each level has symmetrical windows. During the 19th and 20th centuries in Sainte-Marie-aux-Mines, 100 factories worked in and textile industry employed up to 20,000 people. Monsieur Maire worked at Edler Lepavec. During your career, you must have seen quite a lot of technical changes. When I started at Lepavec, there were some people who had been in the firm a long time who had worked with hand looms, but I never used them at Lepavec. But when I was at Bleck, I worked with hand looms and the big jacquard looms, which were huge, about 10 meters high, with big cards. There weren't any jacquard looms at Lepavec. Have you ever used hand looms? Yes, at Bleck, in the sampling department. But when I started at Lepavec, the hand looms weren't used anymore, and that's when I saw the first mechanical looms. You could hear the noise of the shuttles, the banging, and there were the first automatic looms too. Let's go to the Madeleine Church and the town hall, and on the way we'll learn some of the proverbs used in the town. Thank you for continuing your visit. See you soon.